Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy. We've got a lot of features, and we give them away. You actually get to create the content that you will find on the site. Everything on that main page was put there by listeners just like you. So if you find something online that you think's interesting, you want to share with us, so we might be more likely to talk about it, like the New Jersey mom story that we talked about earlier tonight, that came right off the top of the front page of our website at freetalklive.com, and it was thanks to Lachan CP. Anyway, that's who submitted that. And you can do that, too. So if you find something online that you want to share with us, you just submit it as show prep. It appears on the upcoming stories page. When you submit it, it awaits a certain number of votes, and you don't have to get that many votes. Then when you get enough votes, it'll be promoted to the front page of the site, so more people see it, including the host of this show. So once again, go to freetalklive.com. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Daryl.
Daryl, as we were discussing earlier, we were at the State House yesterday.
Yes.
In New Hampshire, which we've gone to a few times this year. I would say several times.
Close to a dozen.
Has it been that many?
It's been a lot.
What is your intention with going to the State House?
To try to influence things, you know, speak in front of the decision makers, play in the little politics game.
But according to some people, Ian, we're sitting on the political sidelines because we're not members of the Republican or Democratic Party.
Technically, I am a registered
You're
Democrat.
Registered. You're not a member.
That's true.
That's how I always feel like if I ever got involved in politics, even just going to the State House to talk on a subject, that it would never be enough for the politicos. That you have to be part of a party, and then you have to run. You know, at what point are you ever going to be legitimate?
I've run for office multiple times, but never as a Republican or a Democrat, because that would be a compromise of my principles.
Neither of you are ever going to be seen as legitimate by the establishment. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter how many meetings you go to.
The establishment,
in fact, more meetings probably make
it
worse.
Go fillet themselves.
Well, you know,
that's exactly why.
I'm of the mindset that I'm willing to do whatever I can to influence things in a more positive direction for liberty. And if by going to a State House hearing and saying some things on whatever the issue might be, in this case it was the gas tax, you know, making some points.
We have to call it a toll because then it has a better chance of passing because people don't want to vote for a tax increase.
That was actually a summary, a paraphrase of what one of
Representative
the state reps
Horrigan,
said. Yeah, so
who is supposedly a liberty guy.
No, he's not. He's a lefty.
I've heard several people say, "Oh yeah, he's good."
I don't know. My only experience with that guy was at the grievance panel. He was on the grievance panel, and he was always a skeptic of everyone's claims.
One of the people that drove up with us said, "Hey, thanks for voting on this bill this way."
He said something nice to him, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. You know,
and I've heard other people say, like, he's good on this issue and this issue.
A lot of these guys are good on some issues. And thank goodness the New Hampshire, we've got the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which actually looks at the different state reps and their votes. And they do a yearly tally of who votes in what way. And they kind of give them a grade from A through F. Or there's also the lowest grade, which is constitutional threat. And they give them these report cards, these liberty report cards, every year. And as the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance has become more influential here, a lot of these state representatives are actually really concerned with what their New Hampshire Liberty rating is going to be. And, you know, they may vote in a different way simply because they're concerned of what people are going to think, because more people are paying attention to them now, thanks to that. But anyway, we went up to Concord and we, you know, carpooled up there, and it was about a gas tax proposal, which the proposal is to basically almost double the gas
87%
tax.
87%
increase. In New Hampshire, to take it from something like 18 cents to add another 15 cents to it.
To fund what?
Years.
Do they have some idea?
Bridges and roads. See, Allie, all the bridges are going to fall down if they don't raise the gas tax. That's what they're basically saying.
Okay.
Oh, this Horrigan guy has a D from the NHLA.
Yeah,
he can't be a Liberty guy.
Yeah, no, I didn't think he was.
The thing with the bridges and the roads is that it doesn't seem to get better proportionate to how much more they tax for it.
That's a good point.
We have 340 red-listed bridges in this state, and they're all going to fall down despite several reports that some have been on the list for 40 years.
Yeah, and one of the state reps who spoke against the raising of the gas tax pointed out that basically this red-listed bridge thing is just a huge boondoggle. Like, if there's a little crack in the bridge, they'll red-list the bridge, and then, oh my God, it's red-listed, we've got to spend $1 million fixing this bridge, which is basically a boondoggle for the contractors and the engineering firms and all the people that'll get the money from the state.
Funny that all of the contractors and engineering firms were there speaking in favor of this increase.
They sure were.
As well as a local grocery store chain.
Well, there was one grocers association that was against it.
Yes.
And then there was another one that was for it, the Market Basket chain. So, you know, it was interesting. I would say that it was one of the least boring testimonies that I've been in, because it was actually well attended. It was so big they actually had to have it in this big meeting room where the
it was the representatives hall where the state reps go to vote on Wednesdays.
That's impressive that people actually showed up to something like this, because it does affects everyone, and it is, you know, a subsidy to, you know, big corporations. If you really think about it, they're the ones that use the roads the most. If a bridge is cracked, do you think it's your little sedan driving over it that mess it up? No, it's these huge 18-wheelers that are bringing the milk for Hannaford's.
Right, and of course the point was made that whenever you raise gas taxes, the price of everything goes up. And I talked about, and others also talked about, how this hurts the poor the worst.
Yes.
Because if you're making a little bit of money every year, you know, $20,000 a year, a increase in the gas tax that, you know, costs you an extra $5 per fill up at the tank hurts you a lot worse than it hurts somebody who makes $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
So, you know, I try to make that point, especially considering that there are a number of Democrats who are supporting this legislation. And I thought it was important to remind them of, hey, what about the poor? I thought Democrats were for the poor. I thought they were for helping the poor. This doesn't help the poor. This hurts the poor. If you want to help the poor.
That's why we need to increase the minimum wage in New Hampshire so that they can then afford
for
more
the gas.
That.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Of course, you know, that's also fallacious, because if you raise the minimum wage, then the price of everything goes up as well, because the business has to make up for the increased costs. You know, I forget who it was. One of the business owners said, "There's not like some magic chest of money that we can reach into to make up these costs. We've got to raise our prices."
And when he said that, it reminded me of a conversation that I had with somebody about a dozen years ago that actually thought that businesses were given money from the government to hire people.
that has happened.
But no, like, he actually thought that your
worked.
Paycheck,
like, regularly.
Yeah, the government just says, "Oh, here's the minimum wage is $7.25. Tell us how many employees you have, and we'll give you $7.25 times 40 hours times the number of employees, and then any difference comes out of your profits."
You might as well do it that way.
Maybe they taught him that in government school.
Yeah, I don't really have any clue.
Yeah, so, I was just going to say I'm afraid that it is probably the Democrats are the ones that claim to be there to protect the poor, which have done the most harm. I would probably say that they have done more harm to the poor than possibly even the Republicans.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Although it's hard to make a call on that. I mean, the Republicans don't really care for the
poor. One party has done 50.25% of the damage, and the other party's done 49.75%.
At least the Republicans don't claim to care about the poor. You know, they're right out there.
Yeah, but when you look at the people, like the actual, if you're not talking about the Republicans in office, but people who identify as Republican, they do end up giving more money to the poor than
That's
people
true.
Who identify as Democrat.
Right, I was talking about the political Republicans.
Right, yeah.
At least the political Republicans, you know, they'll be honest with you. They really want to help the corporations and things like that. But the Democrats will lie to your face, and they'll say they want to help the poor and then pass laws that hurt the poor, like minimum wage, like an increase in the gas tax.
Farm subsidies that wind up going to the big mega corporations.
Democrats do that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, the Republicans support farm subsidies as well. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And Daryl and I actually, you talk about running for political office. You ran for school board, as did I, and another activist here in the area. And we will reveal the results. Which of Daryl and Ian did better in the poll? 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up what you want, and you can do it toll free, 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Daryl.
Allie has herself a website. It's AllieHavens.com.
That's right.
A-L-I-Havens.com.
That's right.
And what will people find when they visit AllieHavens.com?
They'll see blog posts and just happenings in my life. It's sort of a casual blog.
How long have you been doing that? Oh, there you are.
Yep.
And it's a recent post, too.
That's right.
Excellent. And a haircut. That's right. That's a cool haircut.
Thank you.
I like the bangs.
I like them, too.
So you can see that over at AllieHavens.com. And 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bitcoin. Do you take Bitcoin yet, Allie?
I don't take Bitcoin on my website.
You don't? Okay.
I don't. What would I be accepting them for?
I don't know. Someone could just tip you because they like your
blogs. Somebody likes you and wants to give you money.
I guess I never really thought of it that way.
You're a likable person, not an unattractive young lady, you know. Wouldn't hurt to put a Bitcoin tip jar of some sort up there on the site. You never know what'll come out of that. I mean, maybe there's money being left on the table.
Maybe.
So you could do that through a variety of different Bitcoin accepting sites. I know that, Daryl, you just recently used Coinbase.
Yes.
.com to put some Bitcoin receptacles on your FPP.cc site.
Yes.
And
I actually... I have got a custom domain set up to where people can just go to bitcoin.fpp.cc
right.
And then donate the Bitcoin there instead of me having to try to give out some long random string of characters that is a Bitcoin address.
So is it just for donations, or is it also something to where they could pay for, say, if they wanted to buy a book from you, publish books?
Right. If someone is buying a book and they want to pay in Bitcoin, they go to bitcoin.fpp.cc,
okay.
Which it says donation, but that's just so I don't have to have multiple things set up, one for donation, one for payment.
Mm-hmm. Bitcoin.fpp.cc, yep, it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
So, Bitcoin, you need to learn more about it because it seems like it's just going to become more valuable over time. Now, there's no way to guarantee that. Obviously, it could, the value could go down. But in the last year, it's gone up tremendously, tremendously.
Yes.
Like from $4 to 40-something dollars, almost to $50.
Yeah.
It's around $47, $48, $49 right now. And it vacillates throughout the day and through the night, by the way. There's no closing time for Bitcoin. If it's $47 when you go to sleep, it could be $48 when you wake up.
Which is also kind of scary because you can't really ever sleep.
If you were concerned about what the Bitcoin price
exactly.
is. But yeah, go to weusecoins.com. That will give you more information. It's a nice little introductory video and some more info. You can dig in as deep as you'd like. There's you can get technical with it if you want, or you can just learn how it works and how to use it. There is a bit of a learning curve. It's still a relatively new technology. You need to know what some of the websites, the important websites are out there, sites where you can get the Bitcoin price, or maybe you've got we'll get an app for your phone. Like I've got the Android phone. There's the blockchain.info app, which
Bitcoin Market app.
I don't know what that one is.
It's an app where you can click it and it will show you all of the different Bitcoin prices.
Oh, cool!
And you can actually put little widgets for different currencies. So I have on my phone the Mt. Gox U.S. dollar conversion,
nice.
The Mt. Gox British pound.
And Mt. Gox is probably the most notable Bitcoin trading
website.
Yeah,
it's the largest exchange, I believe.
And they're moving too, right?
Yeah, they're reportedly moving to Silicon Valley.
Now, there's some news about this, Daryl. I know
that... Yeah, I've got that story still pulled up here.
I just want to recommend people go to weusecoins.com. It's a decentralized... We haven't really mentioned what it is. It's a decentralized currency. It is open source. It is not owned by anyone. It is not a corporate product. It's not a government creation. It's not centrally located. It's decentralized, meaning there's peer-to-peer, meaning this thing can't be shut down. Meaning you can target one computer with Bitcoin on it, and there's hundreds of thousands more computers out there that are running Bitcoin. There's no way the government can take this thing out, and that it can also be used anonymously. That means you can do things like gambling online with Bitcoin, among other interesting things.
Yeah, I just pulled up using the app, and the Bitcoin price is currently $46.98
nice.
U.S. according to Mt. Gox, $49.55 Canadian, $31.32 British pound, and $36.15 Euro.
It just seems so like it was not that long ago that I remember Bitcoins were $4. I mean, wow. It's just
it wasn't that long ago. During the summer, it was $6.
I wish I would have bought when it was $2.
Yeah, I wish I was that smart, but I wasn't. I had figured out that Bitcoin was really valuable, but I didn't think to actually buy any of them. Took me a while to figure that one out.
When did you start buying?
I was fortunate in that we had a client start to offer some money in bitcoins. They offered us half of the money that they were paying in cash in bitcoins. And at that time, Mark and I were like still kind of leery of the bitcoin. Like, yeah, all right, we'll take this. And good thing we did. So,
right.
So when was this?
This was over the summer earlier. Yeah, I think summertime last
okay,
year.
Okay, so summer of last year.
Yeah, I think we got them at when they were about
I thought
like
you
$6.
Had been a Bitcoin person for like a year and a half, 2 years.
No, I've been aware of Bitcoin.
Okay. Yeah, because it was right around a year ago when it was $2 and some change.
So you guys have been around the block. Have you guys ever had the situation come up before where someone's got this new currency, but then it fails?
Oh,
and
yeah.
You thought maybe Bitcoin was going to happen
yeah,
like that again?
I've had the anarcho-Jesse labor note.
Well, that was obviously going to fail. I mean, like something you thought might succeed.
The AOCS currencies, and they've recently
American
restructured
Open currency
the American standard. Open Currency Standard, and they've recently restructured their business model a little bit so that maybe some of their stuff will be used a little more as barter tools.
Yeah, but they're just a standard, right? Like, there's not... Like you said, there's multiple currencies that are AOCS.
Right, but AOCS originally set their stuff up to where an ounce of silver was marked on the back as 50. It didn't say $50.
Oh, really?
It just said 50. So, as in, like, 50 trade units, and most people would accept a trade unit as a dollar or 80% of a dollar. So the markup on what it sold for was a lot higher than what spot price was on silver.
It sounds a little bit like the Liberty Dollar, which is something...
It was, but there were things that they did where they learned from Liberty Dollar.
Right.
So they didn't put the word dollar on their coins.
Right, and that's why Bernard von Notthaus, the creator of the Liberty Dollar, one of the reasons why he's looking at federal prison time, because he used the word dollar and... And
he made the front of his coin look very similar to something that had previously been issued by the Mint.
Mm.
None of the AOCS coins look anything like anything ever been put out by the U.S. Mint.
But that's my answer for Allie, was I was an associate, a Liberty associate, of the Liberty Dollar back about a decade ago. So I had bought into the Liberty Dollar and bought a number of the Liberty Dollar silver ounces and the certificates. They actually had warehouse certificates that you could redeem for silver. So that way you don't have to carry a bunch of silver around on you. It was being kept in a warehouse. Then the federal government came in, raided their warehouse, and took all the silver, so now I've got a bunch of certificates that you can't get silver for.
Wow.
But then again, they also made those contraband, and so they're worth a lot of money now, in theory. It's Free Talk Live. We'll come up.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. Or you can Skype us. Username there, lrn.fm. Just send us a request, and we will add you to our contacts list. And then it's as easy as calling us up on Skype at username lrn.fm. We'll hit the answer button, put you on hold, and then we get the chance. We're going to put you on, as we will do here shortly. But I want to remind you about food.freetalklive.com. You know, emergency situations are going to occur. It's one of the things that's probably a guarantee in life, whether it's something weather-related or some kind of, you know, unemployment and unexpected development that hit you in the pocketbook, fiscal collapse, could be anything, could be a blackout. It's going to occur. Whatever it is going to occur. And when it does, it's a good thing to have some food stored in your home. And the Legacy Premium brand can get you this basic form of insurance for you and your family in a very cost-effective way. They're 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for less than $1.50, for as low as $1.50 per meal. It, you know, depends. What you pay depends on how much you order. So, you know, if you order a whole pallet of food, you're going to get it pretty cheap. And then they have, you know, lesser sizes for people like me that are single males who don't need an entire
pallet. You don't have to
feed
a whole family.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, you can go to food.freetalklive.com, and their price is, on average, half the cost of the competition. Check out the chart. It compares the Legacy Premium brand to their competition. And one of the important things about looking at these numbers and looking at this information is, what is one company considered to be a serving versus another company? How many calories are you getting out of the the bag of food? These are important things to take under consideration. You can't just look at the price. You have to look at, you know, what you're getting for the price, and they help you with that comparison over at food.freetalklive.com. It's a unique product. I mean, they, as we mentioned, all the GMO-free, MSG-free, and all that stuff. Plus, they've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch for extra freshness. Vegetarian and gluten-free options are available to you. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. Plus, you get free shipping. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and their great specials. food.freetalklive.com. Definitely something you want to take a serious look at. So, Ian here with you tonight.
Allie.
And Daryl.
We will go to the phones, or actually in this case, it's Skype, where we've got Robert on the line. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey y'all, how's it going?
Just
great.
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
You guys were talking about property, or just taxes in general earlier, and I'm actually going to do that for my podcast, so there's something I've been looking into recently here in California. The State Board of Equalization in California just decided, in part, to increase the gas tax because Californians aren't buying as much gas as they were.
Well,
wait, what?
Got to be equal, right? It's the equalization. What was it called?
The Board of Equalization. If that doesn't sound like something out of Soviet Russia or Nazi Germany, I don't know what does.
Really, it just sounds like if people aren't using the gas as much, then maybe a tax isn't going to freak people out as much. Because, you know, if everyone's using something, then more people are going to be upset if you try to tax it more.
Right, but here's the thing. With the current thing here in New Hampshire, where they're wanting to raise gas taxes 15%, mm-hmm. I work like 2 miles away. I might just park the car and get a bike.
Right.
And so then I'm buying less gas. In California, they've got more people driving around in hybrids and electric cars, which is why less gas is being purchased, or at least part of why.
So I know, like, government, we did exactly what you wanted. You're upset about the environment, and so you pass all these crazy regulations, start putting corn in the pumps, and so we started finding other ways, just like you wanted, and now that people are doing that, they want to raise the taxes on gas.
Right.
Yeah, this is going to push us to the highest tax rate in the nation,
right,
I was reading.
Yeah, I just looked up the chart. I found one from 2012. In 2012, California was number 2, just behind New York in total gas taxes. So this increasing at 10% is definitely going to put you to number 1.
Yeah.
Is it 10% or 10 cents?
10%, it says it's like 3.5 cents.
Oh, okay, I got you. So, yeah, right now, California's, according to this, wait a minute, according to Gas Price Watch, this is April of 2012, saying here is 69 cents per gallon, which
the state tax is 69 cents per gallon?
Maybe that's total, including,
that's federal,
that's U.S.
and state.
Yep, that's U.S. Okay, so state gasoline taxes, according to the Tax Foundation, California in 2012 was 48.6 cents per gallon. So there you go. About 4.8 cents is what it's going to go up. That's crazy. And it's already a done deal is what you're saying, right? This is voted in. There's no opposition. You can't change it. It's coming.
I've heard no opposition to it whatsoever.
Did it pass both the House and the Senate, or is this just something?
Just the State Board of Equalization.
That's all they need to do, right? It doesn't have, to go to the legislature?
From the article I was reading on Reason.com, during Arnold Schwarzenegger's governorship, he actually changed something that made it so that the State Board of Equalization controls the gas tax.
Just
so
anytime they want.
The governor, and I want the taxes to be controlled by the Board of Equalization.
It's not a bad impression. So they can just do it any old time they want to. They just sit down and
tax you.
Have themselves a vote. And
you'll
then
be taxed.
That's it. You know, at least in New Hampshire, they have to have all these hearings. There's all these public hearings that they have to let anybody come to and speak. And
I'm very surprised that the gas tax, or what they're calling a road toll, which already passed the State House once, went back to committee because it was amended, I guess, from the floor. So it had to go back to committee, and then there was another amendment proposal yesterday. So it's going to be interesting, and I don't think that unless this bill is amended, it will pass the Senate.
Yep, we'll see how this pans out, and we'll let you know what goes on. But it looks like it's a done deal there in California. How do you feel about that, Robert?
I'm getting a little tired of it. Taxes just keep going up, and they don't seem to plan on cutting the budget at all.
But But the weather's nice. The weather's nice.
Yeah, that's not a good reason to stay.
As long as you're in the southern part of the state.
Good point. It's a big state.
Yeah. Well, what part are you in, Robert?
I'm in kind of a northern central area, Modesto.
Okay. So what else is great about California?
All I can say at this point is Yosemite. Other than that, there's not much left great in this state.
The state of Jefferson.
It's a nice place to visit. California.
I've always wanted to go to Portland just to check it out.
That's not in California.
Portland, Oregon, right. That's in that direction. Close.
Hold on. That's closer to California than New Hampshire currently
closer
is.
Closer than Portland, Maine. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yes.
Robert, thanks for sharing that tonight. I'm sorry to hear the news, but it's not really a surprise, is it?
Nope.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. That's Robert over Skype. That's why he sounded so good, by the way. You can connect with us on Skype just like he did. Username LRN.FM. And people are getting frustrated all around the country. Yeah. And the more, you know, this is good for us, right? When those of us who love liberty and who have moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which includes all three of the voices on the show tonight, this is good for us when California and New York and all these other places continue to become more tyrannical, more controlling, more regulations, more taxes, because the liberty people, man, they've been putting up with a lot of crap, and there's going to be a point where somebody finally says to themselves, that's it, that has crossed the line, I am not going to stay here.
I don't think it is good for us, though.
What do you mean?
I mean, I would prefer to see places becoming, you know, other people trying to do like a Free State Project thing and being successful. And then, you know, maybe New Hampshire isn't the only option. There's other options, too.
Well, there are people trying to do that.
I don't want New Hampshire to be the last saving grace. I want people to at least try.
People have been trying for decades, and it doesn't get you anywhere if you just try, because you actually have to have enough people to make a difference. And sorry, but the Liberty Movement isn't that strong. I wish it were. I really do. We're coming up.
Are you ready to get serious? Are you ready to lose a guaranteed 10% of your current weight and keep it off? Then you're ready for RetroFit. Just listen to these results from RetroFit clients.
I've lost 38 pounds.
I lost 25 pounds.
I've lost just over 40 pounds.
I've lost right around 30 pounds.
RetroFit's data-driven program has been featured in the Wall Street Journal. Using Skype video conferencing, our team of weight loss experts meet privately with you on your schedule, no matter where you are, whenever you want, to help you lose weight and keep it off. Most clients lose between half a pound and a pound a week. Just follow the program, and we guarantee you'll lose 10% of your current body weight over the next 12 months, or we'll give you a second year free. Call now to start your 45-day risk-free trial of RetroFit. Mention radio and save an additional 20%. Call 888-937-2787. That's 888-937-2787. 888-937-2787.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey. Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain for you if you want to get on the lines here. 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype username, lrn.fm. You can connect with us there. As Robert did, and it sounds great when you use Skype, so if you can do it, give that a shot. Once again, 855-450-FREE in the studio. It's Ian.
Allie.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to check out freetalklive.com, where we've got listening options galore, archives that go back for years, a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You can just go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and the podcast, m.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live, if you want to help support the show, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links that you'll find there on the page. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. So different Amazons for different parts of the world. You click into the right one for you. And then it's the regular Amazon shopping experience that you're used to. You get the stuff you're looking for, you get a great deal, and you get it shipped directly to your door. And you can feel extra good because not only did you get a good deal and free shipping on a lot of their items, but you're also helping Free Talk Live because we'll get a cut of the sale when you enter their site through our site, which is shop.freetalklive.com. So another update here. I'd mentioned that we ran a school board race, Daryl and myself, and also a third gentleman named Conan here in Keene, and yes, it was the first time that I can recall that we've actually had more than one person who loves freedom in a political race here in Keene. There have been a couple of, I guess there's been a couple of instances in the past where a couple of candidates have run in multiple races, meaning, you know, one candidate in a race for state rep and another one in a different race for state rep. But this has been the biggest election as far as Liberty candidates running for one seat, and I think total Liberty candidates running in one election, at least here in Keene.
Right, and it was actually running for three seats.
That's true.
That were elected at large.
Right.
So all three of you could have won.
In theory.
Theoretically.
And my question was, before the election happened, before the votes were counted, was, would I beat the woman who dropped out of the race? Because I know that normally I get last place whenever I run for anything. And before, like a couple, two or three weeks before the election, one of the people in a nine candidate, so there were nine candidates running for three seats, one of the ladies decided she didn't want to do it. She dropped out. But the way the system's set up here, they don't have a provision or the ballots had already been printed or something. They couldn't remove her name.
Right. She withdrew the day after the filing closed.
Oh, the day after?
Yes. She said, I'm not running, and it was the day after. So you can only be added or removed during the filing period. So after the filing period, there is no provision under New Hampshire law for being removed from the ballot.
So she was still on the ballot. So my question was, would I be able to beat her? and turns out I didn't.
Oh,
she beat
nor
me by
did I.
Three votes. She beat me by three votes.
And apparently I am more hated in the city of Keene than Ian is. Either that or just more people are aware of Ian and not as many aware of me.
That's possible. You've never run for political office here before.
I ran for Register of Deeds in the entire county last year.
Register of Deeds, though.
And
I'm attention to that.
One of the hosts of Shire TV, which airs every Monday.
That's true.
You do have your credentials.
Access.
And, let's see, you did take more of a radical position than I did,
yes,
sort of, during the election.
Wait, you were going to give the school to the teachers, and what were you going to do?
Eliminate all funding from property taxes and basically remove the entire administration.
Okay.
And currently...
But wait, what the public...
Currently, the way the schools are set up, 33.6 million dollars is what is listed by the school board as the instructional cost for students, and the Keene School Board currently gets $35 million from the state government. So my position was to eliminate everything from the school board budget that was above and beyond the instructional cost.
So the core teaching cost.
So the core teaching cost, everything else is funded voluntarily by parents. Or just generous.
Yeah, but it sounds like Ian's way. Okay, wait. But only that portion of it. So none of it's no taxation goes to the school.
No local property tax.
So yeah, they would still get money from like the state government or something.
Right.
Well,
so,
your option sounds completely private. I think I'm going to vote Ian.
Right.
It's too late, but whatever.
Mine is the more like principled liberty position, I think. Yours was like the most radical cut. Yours seemed
right.
More radical because...
Right. Well, and there's the weird provision under New Hampshire law that says that schools must be funded. There must be a public school.
Mm.
So mine was, all right, let's...
Okay.
You know, as public as the law requires.
Right. Yours was legal. Mine was illegal.
Right.
My proposal was actually...
Yeah.
When I made my proposal originally at the school board meeting that we attended, they have this big meeting. You went to it one year. But they have a big meeting where, about 100 people from the whole city come in and they vote on things. And at that meeting, I proposed seeding the schools, basically giving them away to the people that actually work there. And I was told that's illegal and I was out of order and that I better sit down or I would be arrested, basically.
Yeah. So basically I offered the legal proposal of what Ian wanted to do.
Okay. So that's good. But how do you, when you're going to these meetings and like running for office, how do you know how to, if you have like a principled ideal, how do you propose getting to that in a principled way? Like, giving it to the teachers, why do the teachers get it?
Why not?
Well, the taxpayers are the ones that are paying for it.
But you see,
no,
the reason
Ian's
why...
proposal was to make the budget zero and then have everything funded from the parents.
Well, no,
but you never actually got to that point.
No. I don't know where the funding would come from. Maybe it would be local companies. Maybe it would be whoever wants to donate or the parents as well. I mean, it could be a variety of different funding sources. But
yeah, I think people just got turned off when I said have the parents of children pay for the education of the children.
No, because they want other people to pay for their kids' education.
And then I referred to the taxation as theft, which it is.
The idea, Allie, is to sell a major change to the school system to the most important voters, which are the teachers. And the fact is, the average people in Keene or anywhere don't come and vote in a school board election. Only the people that vote in a school board election
are... There was 10% turnout.
Right, and that was down from 16% last time. But the people that vote in these elections are, for the most part, teachers, their family members, their friends, and government bureaucrats. These are the people that come out to vote. I mean, we're talking about, what, 2,000 people?
There were 1,625 ballots.
So you really want to sell your ideas to the teachers. And the teachers don't want to hear about cuts.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to hear about that. And, you know, they've been putting in a lot of time, and they really, you know, most of them are there for good reasons. They're not shiftless bureaucrats, all of them. A lot of them are there because they want to educate kids.
I know that there are teachers that in in the Keene School District who agree with you guys about stuff, and
sure.
they can't say anything because, you know, they're part of unions, and there's
right.
lawyers,
yeah.
and
but
yeah,
why
it's
not?
A club.
Why not? Now, you know, yes, they said mine's illegal. Yeah, the lawyers would get involved if I ever got elected and somehow managed to propose this. It probably would never pan out. But talking about those things is important because it puts ideas in people's heads. Like, wow, maybe it would be kind of cool to own the school. Maybe it would be cool to, you know, be in total control of the education. I mean, what teacher wouldn't want more ability to teach? What teacher wouldn't want more freedom to set their own curriculum and things like that?
You think that, but it's about, oh, well, if these other teachers get control, who knows what they'd do with the kids? You know, it's like,
yeah.
I mean, I just noticed
the
teachers,
the other teachers run the school board.
They have a lot of faith in
teachers
their own ability to teach how they want. But other people, like parents teaching their own kids, heaven forbid, because they're going to mess their kids up.
Yeah.
Of course. Kids need my form of education.
Well, the idea is, why would you want to give the school to anyone else? If you do it like some sort of bidding process, then it's just like, okay, now it's some politically connected corporation that gets the school. And if, you know, if you give a share in the school to each person that works for the school, so not just the teachers, but the janitors, the administrators, the lunch ladies, the people on pension. I think everybody that's got a financial play in the school should get a share.
But why
let them figure out what to do.
Why should it be run like a co-op? Co-ops are the most expensive place to shop.
Let them figure out how to run it.
Okay, so
they could get shares and then sell them all to a company.
Here's the question. Who got more votes, Ian or Daryl?
I don't know.
Ian,
I would guess Ian
received 107 votes, or 6.58% of ballots cast.
Less than half of what I got as far as actual ballots last time.
I received 69 votes, which is equivalent to 4.24% of ballots cast.
The third Liberty candidate,
he received 78 votes, or 4.79% of ballots cast.
Conan,
I finished dead last.
He had the least. Conan, by the way, had the least offensive as far as like proposal. He just wanted to cut the budget 10%.
Right.
And he didn't do as well as I did.
There were 368 blanks.
So, you know, there you go. I got the chance. We both got the chance.
It's really a popularity contest.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And it's a popularity contest amongst the people in the bureaucracy for the most part. But we got the ideas of liberty out. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
In every age, a technology is created that bends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.